What if I told you that the difference between like a picture-perfect milestone event and a total slow-motion disaster isn't the catering or the venue or even the budget? It's actually how fast your photographer answers an email on a random Tuesday.
I mean, I know it sounds like an exaggeration, but when you really look under the hood of event planning, the entire ecosystem is held together by these incredibly fragile psychological threads.
Right, totally. And welcome to the deep dive. Because if you've ever planned a wedding or a corporate gala or, I don't know, a massive anniversary party, you already know the stakes here.
Oh, absolutely.
You are juggling 50 moving parts, signing endless contracts, and just praying it all seamlessly comes together. So our mission today is to examine the invisible architecture of trust that makes a top-tier event service actually function.
Yeah, and we have a really fantastic source document for this.
We do. It's straight from a company called Steel Memories.
Yeah.
They're a photography and photo booth company that's been operating since 2013. We're looking at their internal operational blueprint today.
And we really wanted to have an upbeat chat about this today because this document is essentially a masterclass in, well, in engineering, a frictionless emotional experience for clients.
Yeah, that word engineering is spot on, actually, because reading through their documentation, it becomes clear pretty fast that their primary product isn't actually photographs.
Right. The photos are almost just a byproduct.
Exactly. Their primary product is cognitive relief. They have mapped out the entire life cycle of a client from the initial inquiry to the final delivery, which is weeks after the event. And they've identified every single friction point where anxiety naturally spikes.
Which is brilliant. I mean, they are systematically removing those friction points.
So let's start with that very first friction point, right? The pre-event communication. I have to admit, when I first read their blueprint and saw that their major foundational pillar is simply replying to emails quickly, I rolled my eyes a bit.
You thought it was too basic.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that just baseline professionalism?
Mm-hmm.
Why is returning an email highlighted as the core defining feature of their entire business model?
Mm-hmm. Well, to understand that, we have to look at what psychologists call the information vacuum principle.
Oh, the information vacuum principle.
Right. In any high-stakes scenario, you know, where someone is spending thousands of dollars and emotionally investing in a single day, silence breeds catastrophic thinking.
Oh, for sure.
Mm.
Waiting for a vendor's email is like waiting for a text back after a high-stakes first date. Instant anxiety.
That is the perfect analogy. Because if a vendor goes dark for, say, 48 hours, the client doesn't just assume the vendor is busy shooting another wedding. They assume the vendor has gone bankrupt.
Right, or lost their reservation.
Or fled the country. The human brain just aggressively fills an information vacuum with the absolute worst case scenario.
It really does. It's exhausting.
It is. And we can actually layer the Zeigarnik effect on top of that, too.
Wait, the Zeigarnik effect?
Yeah, it's the psychological concept from the 1920s. It basically states that our brains fixate on uncompleted tasks or open loops.
Oh, like when you leave a tab open on your browser and it just bothers you all day.
Exactly like that, but in your brain. So when an event planner or a bride sends an email asking, like, a really simple question about a venue walkthrough, they have opened a cognitive loop.
Right.
And until they get a response, that loop monopolizes their mental bandwidth. Multiply that by 15 different vendors, and the cognitive load becomes literally crushing.
Wow. Okay, so when Steel Memories guarantees what the source explicitly calls almost instantly rapid informative responses, they aren't just confirming a timeline.
No, not at all.
They're actively closing those cognitive loops. They are shutting down the Zeigarnik effect for their clients in real time.
Exactly. And the source actually calls out other companies in the industry that take days to reply. They note that poor communication costs nothing to fix, but it causes massive stress.
It really is an unforced error for those other companies.
Completely. Steel Memories recognizes that a fast response is essentially a free psychological safety net. So by the time the actual event rolls around, they have spent months silently demonstrating reliability.
The trust architecture is already fully built before they even pick up a camera.
Precisely.
Well, that sets up a fascinating transition because they build this rock solid trust digitally remotely through speed and certainty.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the day of the event actually arrives.
Right. Showtime.
And here is where their operational philosophy takes a massive pivot. Because the way they behave in the physical space is entirely counterintuitive to the classic auteur photographer stereotype we were all used to.
Oh, yeah. The text is very clear on this. They guarantee a calm and relaxed experience by specifically refusing to be the center of attention.
They actually distance themselves from photographers who bark orders and take center stage.
Which is such a specific callout.
We all know that specific diva photographer, right?
Yeah.
The person who shows up in tactical black gear, treating a joyous family reunion like a military opera.
Yeah. Aggressively directing traffic.
Screaming at the bride's uncle to move 3 inches out of the frame, constantly tapping their watch.
It's so stressful.
It really is. But Steel Memories claims they strive to just blend in.
Yeah, the source says they aim to feel like guests rather than someone paid to do a job. They even step in to help if other parts of the event, like the catering, have a hiccup.
Which is wild to think about.
It is, and I actually want to challenge this approach a little bit.
Okay, go for it.
If you are blending in like a guest, maybe fetching a stray napkin or staying totally out of the way, how are you ensuring you're capturing those sweeping cinematic shots? Don't you inherently need someone to commandeer the room to get the job done properly?
Well, it is a logical assumption, for sure, but it ignores the mechanics of human behavior. Specifically, the Hawthorne effect, or the observer effect.
The observer effect. Okay, unpack that for me.
So in physics and sociology, the mere act of observing a phenomenon inevitably changes the phenomenon.
Oh, right.
So when a photographer acts like a commanding general and points a massive lens at a group of people, it is a psychological intervention.
People instantly change their posture. They stiffen up.
Exactly. Their cortisol levels actually spike. And a tense smile uses completely different facial muscles than a genuine, spontaneous smile.
That makes so much sense.
You cannot command authenticity. If a photographer is barking orders, the subjects look terrified or just painfully posed, which completely defeats the purpose of hiring a professional to capture joyous memories in the first place.
So this anti-diva approach is actually a method of camouflage.
Yes.
By acting like a helpful guest, by fixing a catering hiccup, rather than complaining about the timeline, they preserve the emotional baseline of the room. They are actively preventing the Hawthorne effect from ruining their photos.
Exactly. Helping with the catering isn't just about being nice, you know? It is a highly calculated move to protect the emotional environment.
Because a stress event host is going to look stressed on camera.
Right. If the photographer lowers the temperature of the room by being helpful and just fading into the background, they allow the natural joy to unfold. Ground truth authenticity can only happen when subjects forget they're being observed.
Oh, wow.
So Steel Memories creates this frictionless environment so they can harvest genuinely happy images. It is an incredibly sophisticated way of ensuring the quality of their own final product.
It's brilliant, honestly, because it solves the problem at the root. Instead of trying to Photoshop the tension out of someone's face later, they just remove the tension from the room entirely.
Much more efficient.
But this invisible fly-on-the-wall architecture takes a really hard right turn when we look at their other major service arm, the photo booth.
Oh, absolutely. The medium dictates a completely different behavioral strategy here.
Right, because you cannot be a fly-on-the-wall when you are operating a giant box with flashing lights and a trunk full of plastic sunglasses.
It is a physical impossibility.
And the source text acknowledges the shift entirely. It states that a photo booth is hired to bring entertainment, so the staff cannot be rigid and just stand there operating.
Right, they can't just be technicians.
Exactly. The two attendants assigned to the photo booth actively engage with the guests, create laughter, and provide a full-blown experience.
Well, let's look at the mechanics of why that shift is so necessary. A roaming photographer has kinetic energy, right? They can move around the room, hunting for moments that are already naturally happening.
Yeah, they go to the action.
But a photo booth has zero kinetic energy, is totally stationary. If we think of it like a solar system, the photo booth has to operate as the sun. It needs massive gravitational pull to bring elements into its orbit.
And if the operator just standing there like a bored grocery store cashier, which, let's be honest, we have all seen at corporate parties.
Oh, the worst. Just scanning items.
Yeah, just say next, put on the hat, look at the camera. Mm. If they do that, the booth becomes a black hole. It actually sucks the energy out of the room.
It creates friction. Guests feel awkward approaching a lifeless machine. And this is exactly why Steel Memories explicitly instructs their attendants to act as on-the-spot directors.
Because they can't move to find the magic.
Right. Since they lack the mobility to hunt for magic, they have to manufacture the magic right there on the spot. They generate thermal energy, hype, banter, enthusiasm to overcome the physical limitation of the stationary booth.
The fascinating study in emotional contagion, isn't it? The attendants act as social lubricants.
That's a great way to put it.
They lower the barrier to entry for a guest who might feel, you know, a little silly putting on a giant sombrero in front of their coworkers.
Exactly. By bantering and keeping the energy high, the staff gives the guest permission to let their guard down.
They're creating an experience that, as the source notes, goes way beyond just looking at a lens.
Yeah.
It's two wildly different skill sets, though. You've got the invisible observer for photography and the active hype man for the photo booth. But they're housed under one operational roof, dedicated to the exact same goal of maximum client satisfaction.
It really proves that they understand the context of their tools. A camera on a strap requires stealth. A camera in a booth requires a spotlight.
Adapting to the tool is what separates a technician from a true entertainer.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the party reaches its peak. The final song plays, the lights come up, and the catering is packed away. The physical event is officially over.
The fun part is done.
But for a vendor operating on this level, the psychological management game is still actively being played. The final piece of this blueprint is how they handle the post-event deliverables.
Right. Because that dreaded information vacuum we talked about,
right,
it is always threatening to return.
Oh, big cut.
The day after a major event, clients often experience a massive dopamine crash. The buildup is over, the planning is done, and they are left with aching feet and a desperate need to relive the high.
Yes, the post-event hangover. You wake up and immediately want a picture for your social media to prove to everyone how incredible the night was.
But usually you have absolutely nothing.
Nothing. You're stuck waiting for months in agonizing silence while a photographer supposedly edits the album.
Which is excruciating.
But the source material outlines a very rigid, specific timeline to combat this. For the photo booth side, those photos are supplied back to the guests within 48 hours.
Which is brilliant, because it leverages the momentum of the event while the memory is still fresh in everyone's mind.
Right. But the strategy for the roaming photography is even more nuanced. They use this tiered approach. The source states they send a preview of approximately 4 to 5 photos within just a few days of the event.
A little teaser.
Yeah, they explicitly mention this, is to give the event host something to show or use right away. Then the full set is completed within a strict 4-week window.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look at this from the vendor's perspective, though. Delivering 5 fully edited photos in 2 days sounds like a nightmare for a photographer who just worked a 14-hour shift and probably has another event the following weekend.
It does sound like a lot.
Right. Are they just creating more work for themselves to pander to an impatient client?
Well, it might seem like extra work initially, but it is actually a highly effective defensive mechanism. Psychologists call it strategic satiation.
Strategic satiation.
Right. The vendor is providing a micro value to satisfy the client's immediate burning craving. By delivering those 4 or 5 stunning preview shots, they satiate the dopamine need for a social media post or a text message to a relative.
Ah, I see. It takes the edge off the client's anxiety.
Exactly. And by taking that edge off, the vendor essentially buys themselves immunity for a month.
Oh, wow.
Think about it. If they didn't provide that micro value, the client's anxiety would spike and they would be emailing every 3 days asking for updates.
Hey, just checking in on the photos.
Yes, which fractures the vendor's focus. The preview photos protect the vendor's deep work. It gives them the necessary 4 weeks of uninterrupted time to painstakingly edit the hundreds of remaining photos without a frantic client breathing down their neck.
It is a brilliant trade-off, really. Give a little upfront to secure the time needed to deliver macro quality later.
Exactly.
And the source document notes that clearly setting out this timeline from the beginning provides decisive information that is stuck to. They remove the guesswork entirely.
Because guesswork creates that vacuum again.
Right. You never have to wonder when your photos are coming, which means you never have a reason to panic. Certainty breeds calm.
It really creates a closed loop of reassurance. If you look at it, the entire operational model is designed to prevent anxiety from ever taking root.
From day one.
Yeah. From the moment you inquire, they reassure you with speed. On the day of the event, they reassure you by adapting their presence, either calming the room through invisibility or elevating the room through high energy engagement.
And then after the event, they reassure you with that strategic satiation and dependable deadlines. So bringing all of these source details together, we really have a universal blueprint here. Whether you listening are planning a milestone event or maybe running your own service business or just trying to understand the invisible mechanics of human interaction, the takeaways are pretty profound.
They really are.
Closing cognitive loops with fast communication is a totally free way to build an architecture of trust. Understanding the observer effect allows you to adapt your presence to either calm a room down or hype it up, depending on what the situation demands. Mm-hmm. And managing expectations through strategic early deliverables protects your own time just as much as it delights the client.
I think the overarching lesson from Steel Memories is that technical proficiency, you know, owning a great camera or a fancy photo booth is really just the price of admission.
It's the bare minimum.
Exactly. True excellence is about managing the human emotional experience surrounding that technical skill.
That is what elevates a muddy, stressful transaction into a maximum satisfaction experience.
I completely agree. And I think the most compelling takeaway to leave you with goes beyond just business strategy.
Okay, let's hear it.
Think about the last major milestone event you attended or hosted. When you reflect on the feeling of that room, how much of that core memory was shaped not by the expensive floral arrangements or the custom lighting or the fancy menu, but by the unseen energy of the people who were hired to operate in the background?
That is a fascinating thread to pull on. The background operators really do hold the emotional temperature of the room in their hands. Keep an eye out for that invisible architecture next time you're at a gathering. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.